Andrew Kelleher, how are you?
Morning, Mike.
On the wonderful world of JMI Wealth. I've heard the word or read the word from Reportage this morning, read the trade talks. Constructive is what they said.
Yeah, constructive. That's a good word. We're actually, just as an aside, we're seeing a little bit of weakness overnight in the Dow Jones, down about 140 points. So it's not major, but there's been some composition changes in the Dow. There are going to be some composition changes in the Dow. So the Dow's made up of 30 stocks. Raytheon, Pfizer and ExxonMobil are moving out. They're being replaced by Salesforce, Amgen and Honeywell. So it gets a bit more of a modern feel about it. I point that out because earlier in the session, looking at sort of futures trading in our time zone, it looked like there was some support was coming for the US trade indices from this activity around the US-China trade situation. We haven't talked about it for a while, Mike, and so I thought we'd go back there. And as usual, context is very relevant. You've got this Republican convention gathering momentum. It's not unrealistic to expect plenty of barbs from the US president aimed at China, and I don't think we'd be surprised to see a hard line on China as part of the Republican playbook leading into the election. But the two administrations are actually talking at the moment, and they're looking at the phase one of the deal, which was struck, was it late 2019 or early 20? Anyway, how's it going? That's what they're asking. So we had a video conference between US Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He to give the trade deal a formal review. Now, it's been reported that representatives said that both sides saw progress and are committed to its success, which seems, as you say, somewhat more constructive than the messages coming from the US president, or should we say somewhat more balanced. But both sides agreed to create conditions to push the deal forward. Now, right now, Beijing is well behind the targets that were set in this phase one deal, and they would need to buy about 130 billion of US goods in the second half of the year to comply with the original terms, which was that they would buy 200 billion more than they purchased in 2017 by the time we got to 2021, Mike. Now, Mike, the thing is that pre-COVID, this was the big issue. This was the big deal. And of course, we've now got something bigger to worry about. But once we come out the other side of COVID, it's important stuff.
Exactly right. What about Napier? They did all right, the port, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. So quiet day on the local reporting scene yesterday. It's still reporting season, still churning away in Australia. But yeah, on the local front, Napier Port Holdings released their 9-month figures. Now, this is not normally a market mover, and we do get operating stats for the quarter as well around mid-July. So we had an idea about how they're going. I highlight it for a couple of reasons, though. One, because the reported period includes that sort of peak COVID disruption, COVID influence on what is a conduit for our export goods. So third quarter revenue down 16%. And when you got revenue down 16%, that has a greater impact on net profit, which was down 40%. And that's the disrupted period for the port. I also highlight it because Napier Port's a relatively recent addition to the NZX, only listed in August last year. And if I've got my dates right, it's just celebrated its first birthday in the last week or two. So belated birthday wishes to Napier Port. Guidance for net profit after tax around 20 million for the 2020 financial year. That's pretty close to the original forecast, which given COVID-19, pretty good achievement. The board intends to pay a final dividend. They will have a few headwinds next year, Mike. Not expecting any cruise boats, obviously, and the cruise boats are important there.
And what you should have done is look at the NZ Me share price yesterday, of course, Andrew, which went through the roof.
I didn't want to bring that up, Mike.
No, never mind. You can buy a little slice of the Mike Hosking breakfast. Who wouldn't want a piece of that action?
Now, Who wouldn't want a piece of that? Get on Sharesies and get into it.
What are the numbers?
Okay, the Dow Jones, 28,191, down 117 at the moment. The S&P 500, 3,435, up 4. And the NASDAQ, 11,429, up 50. The FTSE 100, 6,037, down 68. The Nikkei, 23,296, up 311 yesterday, 1.35%. So good news there. Shanghai Composite, 3,373, down 12. The ASX 200 gained 32,616. One, that's up 0.5%. Now, the NZX yesterday, now we haven't talked about this. There was a cyber attack yesterday on the NZX market.
Fat finger?
No, it looks like it was an external cyber attack. Mm. It looks like there's a denial of service or something. It's when the exchange gets overwhelmed by traffic. So it was a deliberate attack on the NZX. Caused the market to close. We don't want to give it too much airtime, but the close is being set at 11,993. did get over 12,000 during the day, so a good day yesterday on the NZX. On the currencies, despite the cyber attack, on the currencies, 0.6542 against the US, 0.9108 Aussie, 0.5535 Euro, 0.4981 pounds, 69.62 yen. Gold, a little bit weaker, $1,920.78. Brent crude, $45.87.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the good team at jmiwealth.co.nz.